Hello?
Oh, hi, Nelson. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. Well, I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance, and I saw that you had texted in and tried to cancel, but there's a past due balance, so I wanted to kind of call and give you some options before that next payment hits.
Okay.
Yeah, so how come you're wanting to cancel?
Well, to be quite frank, the fact that there's a past due balance means I'm maybe not getting enough leads or getting the kind of leads that I'm looking for. I know SEO takes a while. I believe that my number doesn't even show on my Google profile. I also know that for the first several months, the marketing dollars that was for my subscription getting spent on Facebook ads wasn't getting directed towards Facebook ads. So it's a conglomeration of different things. That's the bottom line, really.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing all of that. I want to let you know that if the Facebook ads took a little bit of time to get up and running and there was a budget that had been, you know, taken during that time, what happens is when the Facebook does go live, the money rolls over into the next month. So let's say that you spent $100 in June and you didn't get your ads up until August. So in August, you technically would have $300 towards the Facebook ads. You would have June, July, and August, right? So I'm showing that in the time that you've been with us, I don't know if you've been on your dashboard, but this is showing over 29,000 hits to your website through the Facebook ads. Are you not getting solid work out of that?
No, not.
Or are you? Okay. So that's one thing. One option you would have then is to take the Facebook ads off, and then you also have 300 worth of Google ads. You could also take those off, right? So you could pay $4.99 and keep the Google ads, or you could pay $1.99. And what that package is it keeps Swift Home Improvements on the first page of Google and Bing in the map section, okay? And then also it would keep your website up and running. And it would keep you on the mobile platform, meaning you'd still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So that might be a better route for you to go because it's more affordable. Do you know if you've been getting some good return out of the Google Ads by chance? Let me look at that section in the dashboard real quick. Google Ads. It's loading, so I'll tell you what it says once it loads. Oh, yeah, this one also says 227,296 impressions with 29,574 clicks to your site. Well, Google Actions, I should say, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting found because of all the other marketing efforts that I have is towards other domains that I rent. So it says you're getting an incoming call from Columbia Fence Company or Lexington Fence Company. And so, like, I'm really not getting a whole lot of calls. I'm not getting a whole lot of web. I guess what you can say is opt-ins and stuff like that. I don't know what's really going on, but yeah, it's just not, obviously if I was breaking in all these leads and closing on all these jobs, paying the expense for the services shouldn't be a problem, but you know, it really is. Every month it comes, I'm like, man, trying to scramble to make something happen. And, it's not working out for me, to be honest.
Okay. So if your intention is just to cancel, what I could do is take off the Google ads, because you wouldn't need a fresh batch of Google ads if you're going to cancel, right? And same thing with the Facebook ads. You wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads if you're going to cancel. So that would lower that past due amount to just $199. And then once that's settled, I can cancel the account. Or if you like, I could push the next billing out 30 days so you would get another month of service. So you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you went for that second option, come November 1st, if you're still wanting to cancel, you could absolutely call us a couple of days ahead of time and cancel it out, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges, you know. Also, you might be eligible for an upgrade into the Google Guaranteed program. I think you and I talked about that back in August. Do you remember us talking about that, or do you want me to kind of refresh your memory a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of know Google Guaranteed is basically like you pay for lead tapping, or you put a certain budget up, and then, you know, Google will verify the quality of the lead, make sure they're a real person with, you know, real project, and if not, you can get reimbursed, or...
Exactly. Wow. Yep. You remember. Wow. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that you have to pass the background check. And once you pass it, Google will also guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you get some type of a disgruntled client that you did a ton of work for, and then all of a sudden they want their money back,